Amen. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he rose again, amen, all fear can be gone. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Amen. Isn't he a good God tonight? Hallelujah. You'll have to help me tonight, as I was kind of caught off guard. I was expecting Brother Holmes to be here, and I kind of got lazy. I did, but I didn't. But anyway, and then we were kind of given a hint that someone else was coming. So then I got even lazier. But I had a thought that I was working on, and the grace of God helped me deliver the message. Amen. I'm not the preacher anyway. He is. So I know he'll help me. It'll be all right. Matthew chapter 10 is where I want to take this thought. Matthew chapter 10. What I want to read verse 5 through 6. Matthew 10, verse 5 through 6. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you this evening asking, Lord, for your anointing, God, for your wisdom, your knowledge, your ability. Lord, for truly, Lord, we have not sufficiency as of ourselves, but the sufficiency is of you. Oh, God, bless tonight. Speak to our hearts. I ask it in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I was meditating for a message, and something the Lord showed me that was very powerful, and I'm going to share that with you. And maybe this will be a Bible study. Maybe it won't. Who knows? But something I never saw before, something very powerful. And so follow along carefully with me, and I believe God will enlighten you the same that he did to me as he revealed this to me. And it's amazing how many a times we will read the scriptures, we'll hear the scriptures settings preached by different people, and even ourselves, if you're a minister, you will take a portion of scripture, and then out of the clear blue, God showed me something that I never saw before, and it is very powerful. I want to preach for a little while tonight on seeing through his eyes. Seeing through his eyes. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sent the disciples out. He was commissioning them. This is their first assignment, if you will. He gave them power, the 12 apostles, and he sent them out. And as he sent them out, he said, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not." Off limits. don't enter. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so, strangely, Jesus sees and Jesus knows more than we could ever imagine. The Bible declares, and we believe, that Jesus is God, amen, manifested in the flesh, that he is omnipotent, he is all-powerful, amen, he is omnipresent, he is everywhere, amen, and that he is omniscient, that he is all-knowing, amen. He is all-knowing, declaring, the Bible says, declaring the ending all the way from the beginning, amen, that he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, amen, and hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, amen, that we should be blameless, amen. God knows more than you could ever imagine. He told Jeremiah the prophet, he said, while you were still in your mother's womb, even before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. That is omniscient. That is all-knowing. That's God. And so when we see Jesus, amen, his ministry and his, amen, his orchestrating and putting things together, he told his disciples, he said, I will utter unto you things that have been kept secret since the foundation of the world. That's powerful. And so when we see Jesus told his disciples, don't go to the Gentiles, don't go to Samaria, that was for a reason. And God has revealed to me the reason, and I will share that with you. In John chapter 6, we understand, verse 44, that no man can come except the Spirit draw them. Now, maybe this is going to be, amen, a lesson about true evangelism. Amen, true outreach and evangelism. We're getting ready to, amen, begin to orchestrate and work together as teams and get out, amen, and knock on some doors and do some outreach and reach, amen, out into, amen, the streets and the highways and the byways. Amen. And so we need to understand how God moves and how he operates and how he works. Amen. He isn't going to ask anything of us that he wouldn't do himself. Amen. He wouldn't ask anything of us that he would not go through himself. Amen. Brother Chris, before you ever went to, amen, the jail ministry, amen, he was there first. Hallelujah. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So, Jesus sees things that we don't see, and he knows things. He sent them in places that his Spirit was moving at. And that's the trick. That's the key, is to be where he is at. Scripture also says that, amen, Jesus, when he ascended up into heaven, that he sent his disciples, he commissioned them out, and he said, amen, to go and to preach and to teach and make disciples, and that the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs following. God has not left his church. Amen. Revelations, he is the one who walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Amen. It is he that hath the seven stars in his right hand. Amen. He is in charge of the church. He hasn't left the church. Amen. He hasn't left his people. Amen. He hasn't let we, amen, ain't floating out here on our own. I know a lot of times we feel like, we may feel like we're alone and nobody knows where we're at, but can I tell you, God knows. Amen, right where you're at. Amen, God knows the very number of hairs that are on your head or that aren't on your head. Amen, he knows, amen, everything. Amen, the Bible says that not even a sparrow, amen, falls to the ground without him not knowing it. Amen, he knows about everything. Amen, I said he knows everything. He ain't like the sloppy White House or the IRS, amen, that can just all of a sudden, amen, thousands of emails disappear into the cloud, amen, and all this nonsense. Amen, God, amen, he keeps good records. Amen, he knows right where you're at. Amen, you may be going through something tonight. Amen, but he knows right where you're at. Amen, come on, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. That's enough right there to make you want to run. Come on, I don't care how, amen, sinful. Amen. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro through the earth, beholding the evil and the good. God, amen. God knows everything. I don't care how bad you are, how good you are. Amen. God knows where you're at. Amen. God knows where your family members at. Amen. God knows. Come on. I say God knows where they're at. Amen. Come on. And what we, amen, have got to tune in. We have got, amen, to connect, and we have got to hook up, amen, with what God is doing in the earth. Get into his plan. Get into his kingdom. Amen. His kingdom purpose and his kingdom ministry. Luke chapter 19, go there with me. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man. Now, everything in the Bible, amen, is precise. It is exact. Amen. Jesus only had 3.5 years of ministry. Amen. Somewhere in there. Amen. Began his ministry. He had a very short amount of time. Amen. To do so much and to build such a great church and kingdom in the earth. Amen. Every detail, everything that he did, amen, was according to the perfect plan and will of God. Amen, his birth, his pre-birth, his John the Baptist, the forerunner, everything that is according to the scripture. He fulfilled, amen, the coming of Christ, amen, his gospel, amen, his death, his burial, his resurrection was all foretold through the mouths of the prophets. It was laid out like a story. It was laid out like a book, a novel. Amen. And Jesus fulfilled the novel just like it was written. It's dynamic. This Bible, amen, is so, amen, unique in its writing and in its correctness, amen, and in its accuracy. Don't ever let anyone, amen, downplay the Bible. It is the Word of God. It is alive. It is real. And so Jesus passed through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree for to see him, for he was to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, came down, received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods will I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man, false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Jesus had his is. Amen. Radar. Amen. Everywhere you look in the scripture, Jesus had his spiritual radar. Amen. He was out. Amen. He was healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. Amen. He had his radar. He was going. Amen. He was looking. He was searching. Amen. He was not just happenstance, but he said key words. He said that as he is also a son of Abraham. Amen. That Abraham received the promise. Amen. Thousands of years before Christ. Amen. The Lord gave Abraham a promise. And he said, Abraham, he said, thy seed shall be as the stars of the heavens and as the sand of the seashore. Amen. That I'm going to bless you, Abraham. And in you, Abraham, is all the nations of the earth going to be blessed. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I wish we had time. This is going to be a condensed message. This, amen, could be about an 8-hour sermon. Now, to do this justice, we really need to go back to Genesis chapter 12, amen, and find out, amen, where Abraham, the father of faith, amen, where God, amen, Jehovah was looking down in the earth, amen, there, and he was looking for someone, amen, who is going to live for him, amen, somebody who, amen, who would live for him, amen, somebody who is willing, amen, to be blessed, amen, somebody who is willing, amen, to receive the promises of God. Amen. And he looked down. Amen. And he appeared before Abram. And he said, Abram, get out of thy country, out of thy kindred, into a land that I will show thee. And I'm going to bless thee. And I'm going to bless it him that bless thee. And I'm going to curse it him that curseth thee. Abraham, amen, leave it all behind and follow me. Woo, this is good. Now, come on, pay attention to the nature. Pay attention to, amen, what is taking place. It's so good. God showed it to me, and I was like, amazing. I just hold that thought. So, it's all a work of God. Brother Chris ain't in here, amen, just because somebody said something to him just the right way. Huh? I'm not up here preaching this gospel, amen, just because my parents were in church. You're not in here tonight just by happenstance or just by coincidence. Amen, but it is a work of God. You know supernaturally that God, amen, you don't know who, you've never seen him. Amen, the Bible says, blessed are ye who have not seen me and yet believe. Amen, that we don't understand it all together. Amen, we just know something. Amen, something got a hold of me. Amen, I went to church that night and my heart wasn't right. Amen, but something, it wasn't a something, it was a someone, amen, got a hold of me. Amen, it's the same someone, amen, that got a hold of me. It's the same one that got a hold of Brother Chris. Amen, that got a hold of you. Amen, that is going to, amen, get a hold of your family. Now let's, amen, let's put the ingredients together. Let's put the formula together. Amen, God, it is a work of God. That's why many times when I'm praying for God to save someone, I'll just pray just plain and simple. Make them miserable. Huh? Take their sleep from them, God. Make them miserable. Get them in the hog pen, just like you did me. You made me miserable. You made me, I couldn't rest.
I didn't have no peace. I didn't have no comfort. Amen. Come on, people don't need patty cake. Amen. If you got family members that ain't saved, don't you patty cake them. Amen. Don't you pat them on the back and try to soothe them over, make them feel good. Amen. Come on, you don't need them to be feeling good. Amen. You need them to be feeling bad. Amen. Conviction. Amen. You need the drawing of God. Amen. The presence of God. Amen. To get a hold of them. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hello. Hallelujah.
Good stuff.
Real change takes place when God is in it.
It'd go 12 hours. It's a 12-hour message.
You can take an egg. Now you go down here to the grocery store, ladies, buy you a baker's dozen eggs. And you can bring that egg. Amen. You can bring it in. You can put a little suit on it. Huh? You could sit on it. Flap your wings. Hello. But it's just an egg. It's all you're ever going to get. It's just an egg. There's church houses that are full of just eggs, and that's all they are. They're just a shell. They may dress up, come to church, shake the preacher's hand, but they're just an egg. Ain't nothing on the inside. Ain't no life. But when it's a work of Him, see, when the egg, amen, when conception, when the egg, amen, the hen gets with Him, amen, a conception takes place, amen, you crack open the egg and there's something inside of there that looks a whole lot different than what you fry in the frying pan, throw some cheese and bacon on it, amen, come on. And I said, it is a work of God, amen, it is a work of God. It's His church. I don't own it. Neither do you. Nobody owns it. He does. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, for God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let me back up here, because I just felt something checked in my spirit. Amen. I want to explain something. Amen. Preachers get a little rough. Brother House gets a little rough sometimes with the word. Amen. But we are all saved by grace. Now, when the preacher gets rough, he's preaching to you who know better. Huh? Hello? God, who is rich in mercy, with His great love wherewith He loved us. Amen. God loves the long-haired, amen, alcoholic, drug addict. Amen. Come on, living in a hog pen. Amen, sinner. Amen. Come on, when I was out there in sin, amen, laying on the picnic table with puke rolling out of my face. Amen. Come on, worshiping the porcelain gods. Amen. I was forced-facing, amen, alcohol poisoning. Amen. He loved me. Amen. He looked beyond my long hair. He looked beyond where I was at. And He looked into the future. And He saw me up here. Amen. Preaching to you. Amen. So, amen. God loves your family. He loves your loved ones. Amen. I love your loved ones. I love people. Amen. I said, I love people. Preachers love people. Amen. Come on. But it is the church. Amen. That we have got to get a little behind the ears. Amen. Get a hold of your little ears, make you to realize, Amen. There are some things that God doesn't like. Amen. And there we got to get a preaching on it. Amen. Come on. But when it comes to salvation, amen, it don't matter whether you're tall, whether you're short, whether you're wide, whether you're skinny, amen, whether you're heavy, whether you're light, amen, whether you're black, whether you're white, amen, no matter what you are, God loves you. For we, verse 10, are his workmanship. He's working on us. You see, the children of Israel, the Old Testament, amen, God was dealing, they were always called children. And I give my wife a little lesson on the way here. I don't know if she caught it or not. But the kids are fussing, fighting in the van all the way here. It gets on your nerves. She said, you just have to ignore them. I said, no, that ain't the way it works. God didn't ignore the children of Israel and just let them live however they want. Just turn high. Amen. Well, if they kill each other, let them kill it. No, that isn't the way, amen, that instruction, amen, that isn't the way, come on, amen, that development, that ain't the way that you teach people how to live. There's too much of that going on in the world today. Amen. Evil people. Amen. Without law. Lawless. A lawless society. Out cutting people's heads off, killing people, all kinds of stuff. Amen. Just letting it go. Letting it go. Letting it go. And that's why, amen, we end up with psychopathic ISIS and all this other crazy nonsense, even though it was inspired by the devil. Amen. But that is a lawless society. Amen. But God, when he dealt with the children of Israel in the wilderness, amen, he laid down some rules. He laid down some laws. And he said, look, he said, amen, I know I'm bringing you children of Israel out of Egypt, out of a dumb, crazy world. Amen. But I want you to be a royal people. I want you to be king's kids. I want you to be a chosen generation. I want you to be real deal. I don't want you acting like the rest of the world acts. So God, who is holy, set down some rules. And as the Apostle Paul said, we don't do away with the law, we establish the law. So if you won't accept grace, you're going to get the law. Plain and simple. So the moral laws, we have got to follow some rules. So, we are his workmanship. He's working on us. Created in Christ Jesus on the good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You ain't going to go up to heaven and see a bunch of chaos and disorder. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody up there willy-nilling. It's all in order. And so look, God, who became flesh, I check my clock. Oh, we got plenty of time. God, who made all things. Sometime you ought to sit down and you ought to write down all the deity scriptures. He was in the world, personal pronoun, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. Huh? He came into his own, and his own received him not. He came to Abraham's seed. He came to the seed of Abraham, and the seed of Abraham rejected him. They crucified him. The Bible says, there they crucified him. Four words. they're they. They who? The church. The church who? The Israelites. They're they. Where? Jerusalem. They're they. Israel. The Israelites crucified him. Him who? Amen. Jehovah. He came to his own, amen, they would not believe who he was, amen. He did all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders. He surpassed, amen, every prophet that ever walked the face of the earth. He surpassed Moses, all the Moses' signs, amen. He paralleled Moses' signs. He paralleled Moses' ministry. He paralleled everything. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Come on, follow along. He paralleled Moses' ministry. He paralleled everything, and he superseded and far surpassed everything that any man had ever done. Amen. That Moses and the law could not take the comers. Amen. Could not take them into the promise. Amen. But there was one who was to come. Amen. Who Moses prophesied and said, the Lord your God is going to raise somebody up like unto me, and him you are going to hear, or you will be destroyed. Amen. He is coming. Amen. He is coming. Amen. He is coming. Amen. And down through all the ages. Amen. It was showed up. It was foreshadowed. It was seen in visions, revelations. Amen. In all kinds of, amen, revelations God showed through the prophets and through the patriarchs, through Abraham. Amen. Through Isaac and through Jacob. Amen. Down through, amen, through the prophets. Amen. That God showed unto them. Amen. Do you know the Bible says that Abraham looked for a city? Amen. Whose builder and maker was God. Amen. That he testified. Amen. That he was a stranger. That he was a pilgrim. Amen. You don't understand. Are you listening to me tonight? Hello. Are you awake in this house? Amen. Get a, amen. Somebody ought to, amen, clap their hands. There was more revealed to them than what we have in writing. So when he come, he, Mary, you're going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Emmanuel. Huh? Hello? Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. That ought to be enough right there to make you shout. Amen. Come on. I said we are not, amen, just patty caking to some, amen, religious icon. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Amen. We don't sing songs, amen, to just the Lord Jesus. Amen. But we sing songs, amen, to Emmanuel, God with us. Christ Jesus is the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the first. He is the last. He is the beginning of everything. He is the beginning, and he is the ending. Amen. He is. That's who we serve. I don't care what devil comes along. I don't care what government comes along. I don't care what they, amen, what religion comes along. Amen. Jesus Christ is the mighty God. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, we must, amen, we must stand firm. Amen. We must stand tall. He held the office of a prophet, but he was not the great prophet. He was God. He didn't run from Jezebel with his head between his legs and say, I'm no greater than my father, just let me die. Jesus Christ stood firm. He stood tall. Amen. He whooped up the devil. Amen. The devil ran to him. Amen. Jesus, we know who you are. Amen. Have you come to torment us before the time? Amen. There was no backing down. There was no wimp out. Amen. Jesus was not feminine. Amen. Jesus was not wimpy. Amen. He was mighty. He said, do you not know I can call down 12,000 angels right now and wipe this whole mess out? Amen. But he said, amen, for this purpose I came. And for this purpose I will live, and for this purpose I will die. Good stuff. help us. God. Come on, church. We got to see through his eyes. We got to quit looking through these old nasty bifocals, trifocals. We got to quit looking through these nasty old fleshly, amen, minds and scrubs. And, amen, we got to quit, amen, letting that rule. Amen. Come on. I said God is wanting to call us higher. Amen. This is the eagle age. Amen. Those symbols up on those flags. Amen. There was a, amen, lion, the bear, and all that. Amen. The ox. Amen. And the eagle. God is wanting to show us. Amen. The Bible says that the mystery which hath been hid from all ages, he told Daniel, he said, seal up the book until the time of the end. Amen. The book of Revelations, John, he said, open up the book. Amen. For now, amen, that he will reveal all things to his servants, the prophets. It's time that we understand. It's time that we, amen, get a little handful of that manna out of that, amen, the Ark of the Covenant. Amen, it's time that we eat, amen, from that heavenly manna and raised up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen, come on, it's time that we feasting on that manna. It's time that we kick out doubt and unbelief and realize who it is that we really serve. Amen, he is more than able. Amen, come on, I said, he is more than able. I'm telling you, he's the same God, amen, that listened to the request of Joshua, amen, cause the sun and the moon to stand still, amen, so they could win the battle. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll part the water if he has to. Amen. Come on, I said he'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. He will do it because he is God. So he tells his disciples, don't go to Samaria. And don't go to the Gentile. Why not? What's up with that? Now, let's put the puzzle together. Start snapping pieces. Jehovah God, the creator of all heaven and earth, the one who walked in the garden in the cool of the day, the one that appeared unto Abram. Hey, oh, yeah, Abram saw him. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. They said, you ain't even 36 years old yet. How sayest thou now knowest Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. They took up stones right then to kill him. Snap the pieces of the puzzle. So the same God that appeared to Abraham, amen, in the same manner that he walked, stepped onto that earth, the location. Now get this, this is so good. Now I don't have time, I'm not going to do it justice, and Lord forgive me, but maybe some other time we'll, amen, have a more greater in-depth discussion. Amen. But the ground that he, the mighty God, Elohim, who did not need anything self-existent, stepped into planet Earth in human flesh form, appeared to Abram and said, Abram, follow me. The location was Samaria. It was actually called Shechem. And I have all these pages. It was called the Way of the Patriarchs, the importance of Samaria, why Jesus told them, apostles, you don't go there. Because why? Because this is for me. Say, do you get it? He was the one who was going to open the door for the Gentiles. He was the one that did it all. He told his disciples, they're sitting around like a bunch of panty annies like we are a lot of times, feeling sorry for ourselves. He said, you do enter into other men's labors. Amen. He's like, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Get up. Amen. How long am I going to be with you? Amen. Come on. That's the God that we serve. Amen. And so it is He, it is His work, it is what He is doing in the earth. And so He tells His disciples, amen, you don't touch Samaria, you don't touch the way of the Gentiles, amen, and left it empty. But now He showed it to me, amen, because it was the same Jehovah God that appeared to Abraham that was fixing to appear to the Gentiles, the same way that He appeared to Abram, and He was going to bust this thing wide open. Now let me give Him the glory that is due unto Him, amen, that is rightfully due unto Him. Amen. Bible scholars, so they say, and seminaries, amen, they teach you that,
the first 10 books of the book of Acts is glorious Peter's books, and the next books after that is glorious Paul's, and so the first 10 chapters of the book of Acts is for the Jews, and thereafter the church is opened up into the Gentiles, and so it is Peter to the Jews, and it is Paul to the Gentiles. Amen. Can I tell you, we have lifted that up a little to the wrong angle.
Maybe God wants to set something straight tonight. Peter's an old cuss mouth. Paul persecuted the church and threw his believers into prison. We lift men up too much. We need to lift Him up. So, amen, it was Jesus who did it all. It was Jesus who went before the disciples. It was Jesus, amen, whose spirit was with them. They did nothing. Amen. They went out there and they was like, wow. They was juking and jiving, coming back to Jesus saying, wow, man, even the devils are subject unto us in our name. Whose name was it? It was Jesus' name. It wasn't their name. Amen. It was the devils who was saying, amen, that I adjure thee by the name of Jesus whom Paul prayed. Amen. Who Peter preaches, amen, it was the name of Jesus. Woo, that'll preach. So Jesus went before the apostles in everything that He did. And so look, Samaria, Shechem, amen, this well of Jacob's well, amen, all of these things have powerful, amen. And if you want a copy of it, I'll give it to you later. It's like 10 pages long, and it goes through in depthly, amen, the historical, amen, the importance of Samaria and that land that where Jacob's well sit. Amen. It goes through each of the times, amen, supernatural revelations where Jehovah, amen, Jehovah, Lord God Almighty, did a supernatural, amen, whether it was a revelation of Himself, or whether it was a revelation to Jacob, or whether it was Jacob's ladder, or whatever it was, but there, that place was a symmetrical, amen, place, a special place, amen, that He had reserved, amen. It was that place where Abraham stood, and he could look, and he could see all the land where God said, look as far as the eyes, all this land will I give you. He gave him the promises. He changed his name. Everything took place here, amen, in this location. And it was so, it was that same God, amen, who fulfilled all of that powerful revelation, amen, stood there, amen, and came, amen, in the time of the Gentile, amen, to open up the door to the Gentile church, amen, to reveal who He was, the true manifested Mighty God, amen. When He went there, amen, down to that well of Samaria and began a conversation with that woman of Samaria, it was not just a typical missionary walk journey, amen, but God Himself came back to a special place and said, this is where it all began with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and this is where it's going to begin unto the Gentile nations, and I am going to send forth this gospel, amen, to all the world. It was was at that well where Rebecca. It was at that well where Moses, amen, watered the flocks, amen, for his wife. It was there at that well where, amen, Abraham sent his servant down, amen, to find a wife for his chosen son Isaac. And there is a supernatural parallel right there.
See? 12 hours. I don't have time. Abraham said, servant, he said, the Lord be with thee. Go before thee. Find a bride for my son Isaac. Isaac typified Christ. Supernatural birth. Abraham and Sarah couldn't have kids. Virgin birth. Amen. So Abraham said, you find a bride for my wife. He went down right to that well. Amen. And he prayed on his way. And he said, Lord God of Abraham, if you are with me, let thy Lord's servant find favor in your eyes. Amen. That let the first damsel that comes out to this well, amen, and draweth water, let her be the one. See how good it is? And look, that's just the beginning. Then we find, amen, Abraham, Isaac. Isaac found his wife there. Amen. Then we find Jacob, who is called Israel, who received a name change, supernatural name change. Amen. From Jacob to Israel. Amen. Jacob, amen, wanted a wife, and he fell in love with Rachel. Right? She was down there, come up to the well to draw water for flocks. He kissed her. Y'all don't like romance. I'll move on. So look how powerful this is. See, the real bride that he really loved was Rachel. But the law, the letter said, you can't have Rachel. You got to have her sister Leah. Because the law says the firstborn has got to be married first. So Jacob had to go down there and labor for 7 years and ended up getting shim-sham, amen, with Leah, amen, and all of a sudden found out, hey, yo, pop-in-law, you done played a trick on me. And the father-in-law said, no, amen, the law says you got to have Leah. But Jacob said, I really love Rachel. He said, now you work for me another 7 years. There's seven. Amen. God's number seven, symbolic of the church. Amen. Whom he loves. Amen. Christ. Amen. Giving his life for the church. Came down to that same well right there. Amen. And he, amen, laid down his life. Amen. For the woman that he loved. Amen. The church. Amen. That woman at the well of Samaria came out there symbolic. Amen. That God, amen, God down through the ages not only loved Israel natural, amen, but he also had his eye on Israel spiritual, amen, the promised bride, amen, who is made up of every kindred, every tongue, every nation, amen. You don't hear me tonight, amen. He had his eye, amen. That's another message for another time, amen. When Jesus came to Israel and they rejected him, amen, he looked at them and he said, amen, I say unto you, Capernaum, amen, I say unto you, Israel, amen, he said, were there not other widows in Israel, amen, during the time of the famine, amen, but did not I send my prophet Elijah, amen, down there to a Gentile woman, amen, to sustain her? Was there not other, amen, were there not other lepers that were in Israel, amen, but unto none of those lepers, amen, was there healing came to, amen, but unto a Naaman, amen, who is a Syrian. Amen. God, amen, was rejecting Israel, amen, natural, because they rejected him who was all divine, amen, who was, amen, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Do you get it? He went down there and preached to that woman of Samaria. Now put it all together. He goes down there to that woman of Samaria. I'll tell you what, he probably was so excited. Amen. It was reunion time. Amen. It was deja vu. Amen. It was a reflective moment. Amen. Jesus went down there to the well of Samaria. He said, I must needs go to Samaria. We could translate that into the original Greek. He probably said a whole lot more than that. I got some business because I've been there before. And I got some old memories that's going to come forth. That's going to bud. Now, let me speak to you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he loves this Gentile church. So the next time you're praying, you got some more fuel to the fire. He loves you more than what you think. He loves us more than what you think. Huh? He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hello? Build your faith. Build your faith. So, he was excited. He didn't care about eating. He didn't care about anything else. It was a reflective moment, but a new door was fixing to open. So he goes down there to the woman at the well of Samaria. Now this land, Sychar and all this stuff, if you want a copy of it, I'll send it to you. Get with me after church or whatever. Text me, I'll give it to you. But anyway, it goes through each patriarch, what took place there at the same place, Moses, whoever else. Solomon did his dedication on the same point. Solomon was a type of Christ. Amen. David wanted to build God a house, and God spoke prophetically, messianic prophetically. He said, I will raise up unto you a son who will build me a house. And of his kingdom there will be no end. That was not Solomon. That was Jesus Christ. Solomon lost his kingdom. The prophet came along, rent his garments, and said, you have been rejected, bub. So, then he cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. That is the same place where Joseph's bones were taken and buried. He died down in Egypt. He said, thou shalt not leave his bones in Egypt. He took his bones out of Egypt. It is the same place where, amen, that they built an altar, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now we could just preach the New Testament church right here. For his disciples were gone away, then saith the woman of Samaria, which she shouldn't have said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, that is just like meringue on the pie. If thou just knewest the gift of God, and who, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink,
thou would have asked, and he would have given thee living water. These are all prophetical words, all supernatural words. Jesus told Israel, same place, amen, that I will give you a land that flows with milk and honey. A promise. He was not talking about physical. He was talking about spiritual. He was same thing when he was speaking to Abraham that and Jacob. He said that thou name is no longer Jacob, but it shall be called Israel, because now you are a prince and you have power with God. So Abraham looked for a city. Jacob's well, Jacob's ladder, extending up into heaven, seeing the Lord high and lifted up, his train filled the temple, and a ladder extending up into heaven, the angels of God ascending, descending, the supernatural gateway to heaven. All revelations God showing unto his elect people his kingdom. And he made those promises. God was not trying to get Israel to possess just a natural, physical land. They wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years in the wilderness of sin. Amen. They could not go in to possess the land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Eating manna. Let me tell you, that manna did not come from down at Bob's IGA. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says they all drank of that spiritual drink. Amen. Come on. The city hall did not pump water out of that rock out there in the wilderness. Huh? Israel got thirsty. Amen. You know what? Amen. God opened up a well in the wilderness, not the city. Amen. Didn't turn on the fire hydrant and say, well, these people need some water. Amen. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says they all drank of that spiritual drink. Amen. And they ate of that spiritual meat and drank of that spiritual drink down in the wilderness. Do you get it? God was trying to give unto Israel natural, amen, the supernatural. He was wanting them to possess heaven and earth, amen, be possessors of heaven and earth. And the book of Hebrews chapter 11 says that they did not obtain it, but they saw it afar off. But we, amen, now we have obtained through the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, we have been given. And so Jesus stands there and says, amen, Israel's rejected it. Amen. Here, amen. This woman at the well. Now he says, amen. I could just hear his words, amen, with power and eternity. Amen. Just coming out of his mouth. If thou knewest who it was that speak unto thee, amen, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given you living water. Amen. And that woman looks at him. Amen. It says, woman, amen, says, sir, whence hast thou this living water? It's the same voice that spoke to me when I was on the bar. Amen. Says, I got some living water. Amen. It ain't in Anheuser-Busch. It ain't in Mad Dog 2020. Amen. It ain't in none of these things of this world. But I got something for you. Amen. And I'll give it to you. Amen. And you'll never thirst. He did it. There wasn't no preacher even there. Matter of fact, preacher wouldn't have nothing to do with me. Come on, glean from it if you'll get it. Some people, amen, we won't have nothing to do with. Amen, God standing right there, got them already ready. Huh? You hear me? Come on, I'm telling you the truth. I am believing God in these last days, amen, to astound this church. Amen. Bring some people in here that just totally bottom lip drops. Amen. My Lord, I can never even think or imagine, amen, that those people could be saved. Let me tell you something. With God, all things are possible. I don't care how ugly. I don't care how mad. I don't care how sick. I don't care how bad. Amen. God, amen, is God. Amen. Come on. I said, God is God. And we have got to look, amen, through his eyes. Help us, God.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob? She's blonde. Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him. Let me tell you something. Is this being recorded? Huh? Let me tell you something. This modern day Pentecost bunch going around giving people the Holy Ghost is a lie. That is deceptive practices. There is only one who can give the Holy Ghost. It ain't candy. You don't pass it out. You don't go around handing it out. Amen. That is mockery. Amen. That is making fun. And that is of the devil. Let me tell you something else. We don't have time for this, but if you read the book of Thessalonians, and I know you ain't liking this right now, amen, but you read the book of Thessalonians, and you, amen, you better listen to this old-fashioned preacher. The book of Thessalonians says that the man of sin shall be revealed. Who's going forth, amen, is after lying, signs, and wonders. Amen, with all deceivableness. Amen, and it says, sitting in the temple, saying that he is God. Now, if you got any kind of knowledge at all, of you scriptural understanding, you know that the temple is not this old piece of, amen, steel, wood, drywall, rotten down, amen, place that's going to fall in the ground in another 50 years. Hello. Amen. The temple is you and me. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Bible says that the man of sin, the beast who's working is after Satan, shall sit in the temple saying, I am God. But what does it say? Amen. Who is coming after all lasciviousness, lying, signs, and wonders, sitting in the temple like as he is God. Amen. There's only one that is supposed to sit in the temple. Amen. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. Amen. And artificial. Amen. Manufactured. Paul said, I am afraid that ye have been beguiled. Amen. That you have received another spirit. That you have received another Jesus. Amen. Who we have not preached. We don't play with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, you can say anything you want to say against me, and you can be forgiven. But he said, he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost shall never be forgiven. We do not play with the Holy Ghost. It is not something to be taken lightly. That's why I stand the way I stand. Faith, whether you like it or not, that's why I stand the way I stand. And I'll stand that way till I go to my grave. Because I know the author of this book. I may not know the author of Gateway Bible College. I may not know the author of Indiana Bible College. I don't care. I know the author of this book. And I know what this book says. And I know we are living in a time of great deception. Jesus said, if it were possible that they would deceive the very elect. It looks good. It sounds good. It feels good. But you dig down, you get down there and dig a little deep down there at the roots. And you can find out real fast of what sort it is. I know it's right. Because he showed it to me. You can take a book, and someone can invite you to read a book. And you can throw it in the closet because you ain't got no interest in it. But if you
get acquainted with the author. Say, you're going to read that book because you done met the author. And that's the way it is with this Bible. This Bible is not just a novel that you throw in the closet. It's got an author. And so, Jesus said, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. I will be done by 9 o'clock. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. John the Baptist said, all I can do is baptize you with water and repentance. All I can do is preach like a wild maniac, like a dying man to a dying people. But there is one, not a bunch, there is one coming after me who is mightier than me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. There's only one. I wish I had time. I really feel this. Do you understand that from the beginning of time, amen, the devil has known the plan of God? He was in the coals of fire. He was in the circle, the council. Amen. He tried to circumvent God's plan in the earth. Amen. When he was kicked out of heaven, he immediately began to try to circumvent God's doings. Amen. And he came down here. Amen. And he began to manufacture his own religion. Hello? All religion you can trace back to Nimrod, way back to the very beginning when his devilish spirit, two spirits in the world, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the spirit of Satan. He is a spirit, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And so the spirit, the devil, has been working in humanity, mankind, amen, from the very beginning of time, amen, selling them an alternate plan of salvation. You go back to the Tower of Babel, Nimrod, Babylon, the Babylonian gods, the Greek gods, all this. You can trace history back and you can see it. Amen. And the scriptures talk about the nature of Lucifer. Thou art fallen, O Lucifer. Amen. That thou hast been in the Garden of Eden. Thou hast been decked with all the fine jewels. You'll note those are 12 jewels. Just like the high priest had a plate of Urim and Thummim with 12 jewels. Amen. He was the high priest. Amen. He knew the word of God, the things of God. Amen. He was beautiful. Amen. And he said, I will be like God. I will ascend above the throne of God. Hello? I know this is a whole lot to grasp. There's a lot on this table to chew at. But we have got to wake up and realize we're on the right time. We're on the right side. But we also have to realize there's an opposite side. And so there are times that the preacher's got to get rough. Because the rougher the preacher gets, the more the devil will squirm. He's a snake. The Word of God is a two-edged sword. It'll either draw you to God, and it'll clean you up, or it'll draw you away from God. So, John said, I can only baptize you. There's only one who can give you the Holy Ghost, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus said, whosoever drinketh this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So he goes and he begins to read her mail. Same nature, you can trace it all the way back to the Old Testament. Sarah standing in a tent afar off. amen, away over there in her tent, hiding behind the curtain of the tent. Amen. And the Lord's sitting there talking with Abraham. It was Jesus sitting right there talking with Abraham. Amen. Going down to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it. Amen. He appeared to Abraham again, and he reaffirmed his covenant with him. And he said, at this appointed time, I will appear unto thee, and thy wife Sarah shall conceive. Amen. And bring forth a son just like I told you. Abraham believed God. Amen. And Sarah's standing over there in the tent laughing. And he stands right there knowing everything, hearing everything, seeing everything, says, Abraham, why is your wife over there in the tent laughing? Through eyes of eternity, tells a woman, go call your husband. Knew exactly what to say to her. She said, I don't have no husband. She said, thou said right. Thou had five husbands. He is thou with now is not the husband. She said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. He was more than a prophet. Things are hid from prophets. Woman came down, prophet's house, her son got killed. Crying. Prophet said, God hath hid it from me. I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus said, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Now, let me tell you this. 1 minute. Jerusalem is not a physical place, although there is a physical, but it is a spiritual dimension. You worship not what you know not. Hour cometh now, as true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such, for God is a spirit, and they to worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman saying to him, I know that when Messiah comes, she had been looking, he will tell us all things. And Jesus looks at her and says, I am he. Same place where he revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Same place where he did all these other supernatural miracles. He opened up the gospel to the Gentiles, and he planted that seed right there for Philip, who is going to come down the road and preach a great revival in the whole city of Samaria. Broke out in revival. Not because Philip was such a great preacher. Not because he had a fancy sermon. But because Jesus went before him and paved the way. Let's stand. Seeing through his eyes, God had done great things, but that was in the past. Don't feel that way. God's not in the past, but he's in the now. He's in our present. Rats, I went over 9 o'clock, forgive me. Depends on what time zone you're in. It's only 8:01. I still got plenty of time. In mountain time. God wasn't done yet. He was just planting seeds, pending the future harvest. God has a harvest for us, and he knows what we're doing. We just have to do what he wants us to do. You want to play a song? We need to see through his eyes. Man thinks revival is useless. But that's when God just begins. Communities information. Communities completely change over 10 years. People die, people move away, people grow up. That means it's ripe for harvest. Amen. Every 10 years. community cycles. Let's worship just for a moment.